Hey, everybody. Thanks for connecting with us again on this Wednesday. Yes, I'm still wearing the children's ministry shirt. Yes, we could still use volunteers at all levels around here. Yes, you can do that by clicking online. Okay, paid advertisement is over. I'm going to wrap up Monday and Tuesday into today into one. So if you miss Monday and Tuesday, they're also there. No matter if you get the text or if you're getting it through the app, you can go up and watch those. But Monday we hit what great of a Christ we have and who this God is. Yesterday we hit the power of God's word and how we have to put it into our life. Today we're going to come to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. And we're going to hit the word of God and the power of God and put them together. And it looks like this. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing the soul and the spirit, the joints and the marrow. It judges the thoughts and the attitudes of the heart. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him whom we must give account. Ugh. Hard verses, anguish verses, amazing. And yet there's still a side in there that goes, no, I'm not going to put that in a coffee mug. Not going to be a life verse. And yet the truth in it. Have you ever been in a message or a daily dose or anywhere and the word of God just went, and you're like, got me. That's it. Okay, so I'm a fisherman and a fish killer. And the thing about cleaning fish is you better have a phenomenal knife. You have a bad knife. Fish cleaning is just a bear. But you got a good knife. Man, to take that fish and to lay it open and to take that blade and right on the backbone and that top of that fin, the dorsal and that meat and just slide it. And then the opposite side to take that skin. And, oh, a great knife can be a dangerous weapon or can be an amazing tool. This is the word of God. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. It's going to pierce. It's going to divide your soul and spirit. It's going to show you and lay you bare and open because nothing is going to be hidden in front of God. He sees all you are and does, and his word's going to penetrate that. But before we feel like a fish just filleted and go, that was a great daily dose, let me give you the positive on this. Verse 14, therefore, knowing that, we also have a great high priest who has gone through the heavens. Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet was without sin. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, with boldness, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our times of need. Just when you feel like, oh man, God sees everything and knows everything and he pierced me and he filleted me open. And let me tell you why that's a good thing. Because our God is a high priest who walked this earth, who knew his own weakness, who knew temptation, who gets it and says, man, I laid you open to repair this. Like a great surgeon and a scalpel, it can take a life or it can heal. Man, I cut you open so I can take out all that was cancerous and bad and I can bring healing. Remember that we have a great high priest who comes to us then with grace and offers us mercy. That is the role of Scripture, to flay us open, to show us where we're wrong, where we're right. So a phenomenal doctor, a great high priest who has walked this earth and knows us, not some heavenly judge. How shall they? Why did you? You humans. It's not some Greek and Roman idea of gods and goddesses. This is one who empathizes and sympathizes on our behalf. Says, now that you know where the wrong is and where the hurt is, we can approach with confidence and receive mercy and grace in a time of need. Oh. May I just encourage you with a simple thought today. When the word of God brings us guilt, shame, conviction, it's so that we can run to a God that wants to heal us, not hurt us. A dad that wants to pick us up and say, now that you're hurt and laid open, let me show you what I can do. And I receive judgment and thunder and lightning. No, I receive mercy and grace. At the time of my need. What a picture of Hebrews. Here's the power of God. Here's the word of God. And let me show you how they come together to bring you grace and mercy. Can you just spend the next few moments as this ends and just thank God for the grace and mercy he's poured out on your life today.